BlogTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package would apply expertly by an expert wrestler like myself always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
I have to talk right the thing. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Television Raw Post Show right here live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
I mean, you do have to host your own show.
But I got too involved in the song. I really like this song.
It's an awesome song. It's a really fun song.
Do a little hand motion. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, we're here to talk Monday Night Raw from Glasgow, England, Scotland, wherever it may be, somewhere overseas.
They were in Scotland long enough to film Monday Night Raw tonight. We don't know where they are currently, but they were in Glasgow long enough to film Raw.
Oh, and all Raw it was. It was a thing. I'm just, honestly, it was a thing. It wasn't one of the best shows. It wasn't the worst show ever. It just felt like a really long show.
Well, it didn't help that the first hour was pretty much all talking, with the exception of the cruiserweights.
Yeah, which saw Rich Swann and Sin Cara beat Brian Kendrick and Nomar Dar, who the crowd was very excited for. Nomar Dar.
Local boy.
They were very excited for him. Kendrick was mad because he took the pin and then berated Kendrick. But then, berated Dar, and then, Dar came back and laid out Kendrick.
Like you do.
So, she mentioned they talked in the opening, and it was to introduce Team Raw. You have Stephanie out there, she brings out Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho. Then she brought out, Roman Reigns, and then Braun Strowman, and then brought out Seth Rollins.
Okay, I'm just going to say this right now before he gets into it. If you're going to bring out Braun Strowman, bring him out, like, either first or last, and put him in his own, like, little space in the ring. Because having Braun Strowman come out and stand next to Roman Reigns, let alone anybody else in that ring, is a problem. Because that man is huge, and he dwarfs everybody he stands next to. Like, he made Roman look tiny. Tiny. Same with Seth, same with Stephanie, Owens and Jericho. Like, here's all the normal size people, and then there's Braun Strowman, who eats chicken hearts for breakfast.
Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho were trying to be all team captain-y, and that was pretty much the segment. They were trying to get everyone together, and no one wants to get together, and they all start the brawl. They made some jokes, and yeah. That was about it. It was a fine segment. Like, it's not really, there wasn't any substance to it. A lot of just, we're here, we're making a team, we're all gonna be better, and we don't want to listen to Owens and Jericho.
Yeah, it's all kind of sort of that awkward team building-ness as we head to Survivor Series.
The best team awkward building-ness was when Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho were backstage with Braun Strowman, and Jericho was trying to insult Braun Strowman, and Kevin would step in and stop the insult and turn it into a positive.
Yep.
You're a stupendist, and stuff like that. I thought that was entertaining.
That was really entertaining. That was really funny, because Kevin's like, please don't stand up, please don't. Oh god, he got up.
He got up. He's gonna eat us. Braun's gonna eat us.
We're dead. Mm-hmm. We are so dead.
Also, Braun doesn't like Seth Rollins either.
I don't think Braun really likes anybody except Bray. Like, he misses his family.
But they're on opposite sides, come Survivor Series.
I know, I can't wait. This is going to be so awkward. Because Bray is literally going to look at Braun and like, I have a new son now, and he's cuter than you.
So, Stephanie was in backstage. She was talking on the phone. Sami Zayn was standing there. And she basically brought him in there to say that Shane has no guts and, you know, when... wants her to appear on SmackDown Live, and she doesn't want to, and Stephanie told Zayn that his presence irritates her, and it's over the top, rah-rah! She soon he bothered Mick Foley to the point that he was getting the title shot, but it was actually Foley's idea. Steph wants Rusev, so she booked Rusev versus Zayn later in the show, with the winner getting the shot. Ziggler's Intercontinental Title Survivor Series, because you know it was an open challenge.
Open in the sense that anybody could sign up for it, but only Rusev and Zayn accepted.
And we had the match. Later in the show, it was Sami Zayn and Rusev. It's a really good match that saw Sami Zayn beat Rusev. So it's Survivor Series. It's Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler in the open challenge, not so open match.
I call this a win because Rusev shaved the really awkward, ugly beard.
And Lana called out the place they're in America. Because America.
America.
Go out and vote, America. Go out and vote, America. Because, why not? Also, vote, cradiolive.com. So, we talked about the men's. Now let's talk tag team. Enzo and Cass made their way out. They called Team SmackDown Live soft. Gallows and Anderson came out. R-Truth and Goldust. Cesaro and Sheamus. We all waited for New Day. Cesaro and Sheamus took shots at one another.
Cesaro and Sheamus are having a hard time. Poor Sheamus. He just looked like... beat down and tired and over everything. Like, he was just ready to just go screw you guys and march himself back to Ireland. Like, seriously. Mm-hmm.
They took shots at soccer teams. He was called the Red Rooster. It was a lot of fun. It went really long. And then out came the New Day in kilts and Braveheart face paint.
With swords and bagpipes.
And it's the Francesca's Scottish cousin.
And the Scottish cousin got the biggest pop of the night. Agnes, I think they call
her.
Yeah,
Agnes, yeah.
Agnes got the biggest pop of the night.
And then Big E cut the Braveheart promo. Crowd loved it. And, yeah, it went really, really long. And it boiled down to the New Day versus Gallows and Anderson.
With Gallows and Anderson picking up the win.
Yeah, they did. Big win for them. Finally beat the tag champ.
So does that mean they're number one contenders?
No, Sheamus and Cesaro are the number one contenders.
How did they get to be the number one contenders?
Because they beat the champs at the pay-per-view. By disqualification. That's right. That's why they're the number one contenders.
Right.
So,
right.
We mentioned that Goldust and R-Truth were out there, right?
Oh, God.
Then R-Truth backstage told Goldust they need some R&R, and so he traded their spot on Team Raw for a timeshare, the Shining Stars timeshare, in Puerto Rico.
Hey?
And then they had a match for said spot on the team, and Shining Stars beat Golden Truth. So, Lily's be going to Puerto Rico, maybe.
Ole.
We know how the stocks work. It doesn't work out well. They did some really good video packages for Goldberg and Lesnar building up the match. That was really well done on the show. That was a high point. A really high point on the show.
It was. And how sad is that?
And then we have the girls. Oh, man. So, Charlotte comes out. Cole brings out Charlotte. She then introduces Nia and Alicia Fox, and then brings out Bayley. And then this is where the crowd just starts singing that they want Bayley to be their girl for like 7 minutes.
At least. I mean, seriously, you could have had Bayley go out there for 20 minutes and just stand in the middle of the ring, and the crowd would have entertained themselves.
She tried to talk, you know, she got her stuff out, and then Charlotte tried talking and really couldn't. Charlotte is fantastic as a heel. Just pointing that out.
She really, really is, but she still kind of has a hard time getting control of the crowd, and this was no exception, but it's like they're Scottish, and they're drunk.
You were not going to get them.
You were not getting a hold of these people. I don't think anybody was. That was the problem.
So she heals it up and is like talking up like it's going to be this person, the fifth member of the team. She's an inspiration. She, you know, she made her a better wrestler. Etc., etc. And she's the fifth member of the team. When she did it, she held up four fingers first, and then added the thumb for five. So it was like, She's talking about Sasha. Nope. She brings out Dana. And then Cole chimes in, well, we all know who the fifth member is. Sasha Banks.
Hi. And she got a huge pop.
She did, and then asked Bailey, will you be my girl?
Which quieted the crowd down.
A little bit. And then, you know, Charlotte told Sasha, you know, they went back and forth, Charlotte. Sasha did about, you know, being the boss and whatever. And Charlotte's like, you're going to ask Nia if you're her boss? And then they go face to face. Bailey starts breaking it up, and we went to break. Come back, it was Bailey, Sasha, and Alicia taking on Charlotte, Dana, and Nia Jax. Which saw Team Bailey pick up the win when Bailey beat Charlotte.
Points. Points. Haha. Points. But no, this was a good match.
Really good match. It was fun. And then it brought us to our main event, the Fatal 5-Way. Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens, Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins.
Braun smash.
This was a hell of a battle back and forth. They all try to smash Braun, as you mentioned. Braun smash. They put him through a table. Well, he was laid out on a table, and someone got powerbombed onto him. And then the finish, they tried to do the shield bomb too, by the way. Jericho blocked that. So the finish was a pedigree by Rollins to Jericho. So Jericho's down. Roman hits the Superman punch, and Kevin Owens falls on Jericho for the win. Clever finish.
Very clever finish. The look on Roman's face kind of said it all, where he's like, "Aw, crap." Didn't think about that one, buddy. Didn't think about that
Didn't think about it at all.
Can we stop, by the way, using that picture of Bray Wyatt looking down where you see the crown of his head and the thinning hair?
Nope, that's the picture.
Or can we at least get somebody to fix his hair in Photoshop? Please, it'll take 5 minutes. Let me fix his hair. Just let me fix the man's hair.
No, not going to be happening. It's not a thing. Next week, it's face-to-face, Goldberg and Lesnar. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Quicker show than normal because, well, there wasn't much to really talk about. But Thursday, we're going to have to come up with things and stuff to talk about on the rack.
I know, we don't have a pay-per-view this week. I'm so excited. So we'll have news, we'll have notes, we'll have NXT, and we'll actually have to have a discussion topic. Plus, it's a rarity these days.
Plus the SmackDown Throwdown.
So it's the Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on YouTube. Subscribe. 5 days of WWE 2K17 content. Subscribe now. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is the CB Radio Party election results. Who's going to win? Go to CBRadioLive.com and vote daily. We'll give you a sneak peek as the week goes on at CBRadioLive on Twitter for the results, as, you know, the percentages as they happen right now. Hashtag blame Rob when the celebrity dies. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio should return at 10 p.m. Eastern, previewing Survivor Series with Heartbreak Mike, Omega, and Tim Stein. RussellTalkRadio.com to vote in the all-time greatest. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Push at 11, 10 p.m. Eastern.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Ward, LANSWARD. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitters.
At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Instagram.com/MBG1211 to follow his journey, and go to RussellZone.com on Fridays because Matt does things. So for Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, and this Thursday for the Rack, right here along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.